Well, the Reserve Banks were a curved ball when it cut interest rates during the budget lockup. The board was concerned that the last quarterly inflation figures actually showed deflation. Lateral Economics Dr. Nicholas Gruen was pleased that they finally did move on interest rates, but think they could do even more.
Well, look, I've been critical of the bank for some time, and effectively they've made up a new economic textbook. The textbook that I learned and that we still learn in universities is that it is the job of macro policy, broadly speaking, the size of the budget deficit or surplus and monetary policy considered together, monetary policy being the setting of interest rates and so on. It's the job of that package of policies to get us back to somewhere, some sustainable estimate of what full employment is. So if the economy is going too fast, policy should tighten and make life harder for us. In other words, we should tax more and spend less, and or we should raise interest rates. And by the same token, when we're running with slack in the economy, the macro environment should be eased. Now, the macroeconomic environment in the budget is pretty easy. We're running a large deficit. We have room to move interest rates further down, and it's been a complete mystery to me why we've sat around for literally years and kind of hoped that these interest rates, which are low by historical standards, would do the trick when around the world banks have got their cash rates near or below zero. And we are slowing down any recovery we can get going in Australia by not being as aggressive as they are.
Of course, our neighbours across the ditch, they're still quite high, their rates.
Their economy's doing okay. So I'm not too fussed about their economy. But if our economy was growing, I mean, ideally, there are things wrong with having rates super low. So you want to, and they're pretty low now, so you want to get out of that environment as soon as you can. I think the way we're doing it, which is to leave rates low but not as low as they can go, is almost ideally set for a long period of stagnation rather than trying to get out of the situation that we're in as aggressively as we can, because then guess what happens? Expectations are that interest rates will rise, and it's once that happens that you're more likely to nip in the bud housing bubbles and all of the things that we're sitting on our hands worrying about right now.
So do you think like a 0.5% would have been a better option last year?
Yes, but 0.5% or 1% a long time ago. I would have thought we should be at zero now. We would want to look at what's called macroprudential policy, that is regulatory options to make it hard for lower rates to leak into a housing bubble. But what zero rates would do is they would get our exchange rate, I would have thought, a fair bit lower. And we actually have...
It seems to have had an effect on the exchange rate, though. You know,
we're down to
about 72
well, we
cents already.
We need as much of an effect on the exchange rate as we can, because we need to try and grow our way out of this economic malaise that we've been in for many years now. We keep congratulating ourselves that it's not as bad as the Northern Hemisphere, and that's no longer really true for some of the Northern Hemisphere countries, but they've still got their rates at zero. But basically, we should be as aggressive as we can in getting out of this. Now, if we'd done this and we had some more growth, then I would have thought, I did a rough back-of-the-envelope calculation, I would have thought our budget deficit would be about $10 billion lower. So when you're growing fast, a lot of the problems that you find yourself in end up with happy solutions rather than grim ones. And that's another reason why I think we should at the very least have a conversation about this. And The Reserve Bank expresses various concerns about cutting rates further. The Reserve Bank has a very well-resourced research department. I would like to see the research department putting out research with models in it in which their policy makes sense, because the traditional in the traditional model of macroeconomic policy, their policies don't make sense.
So do you think there'll be many board members next month arguing for a 1% cut in interest rates?
So I don't know anyone on the Reserve Bank board that would recommend that would be arguing for a 1% cut. I'm arguing for a cut of that magnitude. I think there might be one or two people on the board who are quite sympathetic to what I'm saying. I know that there are some, you know, there are plenty of reputable economists around who understand this argument. There are plenty of reputable economists who are going with the seat of their pants, and they might be right. You know, none of us should pretend that we're sure we're right, because if we're sure we're right, we're just fools. What is really very unfortunate is the sloppy way that we're talking about this, and the fact that we are not trying to solve this difficult question and make this difficult decision in the most informed way we can. And the people with the resources to do that are the Reserve Bank.
Dr. Nicholas Gruen there, offering an alternative view for the Reserve Bank to consider.